Slinging spells down the street, same old decks we played last week. It's MTG in quarantine. We're all alright, we're all alright. MTG in Quarantine Podcast.
Heyo, what is up, everybody? My name is MJ, and you are listening to the one and only MTG in Quarantine Podcast, where the motto is EDH, community, now and always. As usual, before I get started, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. Find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd like to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Bence, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, and Coach J-Row for his support of the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. And don't forget that I am a Quiver Time brand ambassador, so this is the holiday season, and if you want to pick up your very own Quiver Time case, bulk case, Orion playmat tube, or any of the Quiver Time family of products, you can go on over to quivertime.com, put in the promo code MTGIQ, all in lower caps. Again, that is MTGIQ, to get 10% off your order, and every purchase helps support the channel. You can also go pick up an MTG in Quarantine branded playmat over at inkedgaming.com. Got two really awesome versions. You want one for you, all of your family members, and friends this holiday season. So again, you can go over to Inked Gaming, that's I-N-K-E-D, gaming.com, to learn more. All right. Well, today I decided I was going to do another Fun Size Spotlight, which is a series where I basically go on Scryfall and then I hit the random card button until I run across a card that I know is in my bulk card box, and I talk about that card for a couple of minutes. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's card, and that is a common from the original Ixalan, also reprinted in Jumpstart 2022, and that is One with the Wind. One with the Wind is an enchantment aura costing one and a blue. Reads enchant creature, and then says enchanted creature gets +2/+2 and has flying. So obviously this is a draft common. It was meant to give a creature in a limited game a small stats boost for a nominal cost, basically give it the bear improvements, the 2-2 for 2, and also give a creature flying, which again, in a limited game where you have board stalls, this could mean the difference between a board stall and actually winning the game. And the fact that it was reprinted in Jumpstart 2022 as part of a theme deck there, or part of a theme pack, I should say, demonstrates the fact that this card is just a really nice limited card. But what about this card in something like EDH, where you're consciously taking a card slot in a constructed deck for something that gives +2/+2 and flying? And I feel like this card has some very niche applications. Obviously, it's not going to be extremely powerful. The vast majority of players are not going to run this card, and I do not believe I run this card in any of my decks. But again, it's extremely important to have this kind of card in an Enchantress-type deck, or just, you know, to be able to make one of your creatures be able to fly. Obviously, the +2/+2 stats boost in Commander is not nearly as a big deal as it would be in a limited game, where obviously you have half the amount of life versus a game of Commander. But again, the fact that you can give one of your creatures, especially if you have a Voltron style Commander where you're trying to swing in for combat damage, or if you're just trying to, you know, take out one of your opponents with a creature you have on the board, I feel like this is actually kind of a nice little combat trick to have up your sleeve. Obviously, it's not, doesn't qualify as a combat trick because you can't just flash it in. It's not an instant. You can't just go, aha, gotcha, I'm going to play this card and put it on my creature, and I'm going to swing while you have basically zero chances to interact with it, right? You have to do this all at sorcery speed. So I think that's, again, why this card is a common and why it's basically a curve filler for the most part in limited there. But again, I always like cards with upside, and there are a lot of cards out there that give your creature +2/+2 and no relevant abilities. So when this actually gives flying, which is always a relevant ability, I'm always going to say flying is relevant. You'd be surprised how many folks don't actually play creatures to flying or reach. It's actually quite insane in EDH how many people, or how many opponents you can hit with a single flying creature, even if it's a 1-1 Thopter or just a bird token, let's say. Well, all of a sudden now that's a 3-3 Thopter, a 3-3 bird token right there with this card on there. And again, 2 damage doesn't sound like a lot, but again, in EDH, especially at the slower end of the game where you'd probably be playing this, you know, over time, that +2/+2 buff can start adding up, right? You know, all of a sudden, over 4 or 5 turns, you can start doing extra 8 to 10 damage if you keep hitting the same person with the creature you've been enchanting this with. And if you do have any enchantress strategies going on, any kind of things like Tuvasa, or obviously can't run this in a Sithis deck, but you get the idea, where you're able to get some card draw off of playing enchantments, is actually not a bad enchantment to have. I may have played this back in the day with when I had a Bruno Light of Alabaster deck, which is all about enchantments. It doesn't matter if the cards are in your hand or in your graveyard. The fact that I had this in my collection for basically a bulk box special, I would say, about a $25 deck or so, where your commander is able to attach all of these enchantments to herself and then be able to on attack, and you're able to do, you know, a lot more damage than the base stats just by having a bunch of super cheap enchantments in there. Or if you absolutely have to, you can just equip this for 2 mana and gives Bruna a +2 ability. So honestly, this card is super niche. But again, the fact that, you know, it gives you that +2/+2 boost in blue, which is actually really important because blue doesn't have a lot of abilities that actually allow your creatures to get larger. It's one of the things blue does not do very well. But again, if there's something blue does really well in this instance, it is giving creatures flying. And flying, like I said, is already super, super powerful. So the ability to staple both of these to a 2-mana card is never a bad thing, honestly, especially if you're looking, I would say, in like a combat focus or especially a Voltron-type deck where you don't necessarily have access to Red's combat tricks or, let's say, Green's giant growth-type effects, and maybe even White. So if you're running something like a mono-blue Voltron deck, maybe the new Malcolm, for instance, and you want to make sure that you can deal some extra damage on your 2-1 commander, well, all of a sudden slap this on there, all of a sudden it's a 3-4, or sorry, 4-3, excuse me, I don't know how math works. Yeah, all of a sudden it's a 4-3 doing the same thing you already want to be doing, and only costs 2 mana. And again, like I said, blue doesn't really have a lot of these sorts of abilities available to it, so this kind of fills in that gap for, you know, kind of a pseudo-combat trick, I would say. So nowhere near as bad as I think people would find it to be if you ask them. Before I wrap up here, I'm just going to go on EDH Rec here and see how many folks or how many decks this is. This is in currently only 943 decks on EDH Rec, so actually not a ton. And when you look at the top commanders for this card, you do get Calafi, Beloved of the Sea, Ramsey's Assassin Lord, which is actually kind of interesting. Because you do have a win the game trigger on there if you meet the certain criteria. Obviously, Merfolk, Tuvasa, as I mentioned. Ivy, that's interesting. And Galea, Kindler of Hope, which again worries about aura spells. So there's some aura synergies here, but also just kind of some green cards. Some blue commanders who actually want to be attacking and doing things. And again, being able to give them a really cheap buff in the form of an aura is never a bad thing. Obviously, folks say that auras and commander are bad, but again, they're only bad if your commander gets removed, or if the card you equip this to gets removed. Otherwise, they're really dang good. So sometimes I think the dies to removal argument goes a little bit too far in the fact that, yes, everything dies to removal, but you also have to have said removal to be able to remove things. You don't always assume you'll have that. So I don't necessarily see this as being a bad card by any means. Maybe not something I have a home for right now, but I do keep it in the bulk box just in case I do run across the deck where it really screams, hey, I want this kind of card in the deck. So anyway, there you have it. There is One with the Wind. And if you're interested in hearing any of my other fun size spotlights, you can find those on the channel. I hope you can also check out my stuff on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. I will include the link tree, which includes all of my Twitter profile, Moxfield profile, which includes all my current and some old decks that I've put in there over the last couple of years, all my stuff on Instagram for cosplay, the little bit of TikTok that I've done. I'm not really great at it, but you know, I've put up a few videos a few months back. And again, you can also find my affiliate reference code anyway for both Inked Gaming and Quiver Time. And again, if you want to pick up a Quiver Time product, whether that is a bolt case, whether that is the classic Quiver Time case, an Orion playmat tube, or any of the Quiver Time family of products, you can go on over to quivertime.com, make your purchase, and enter MTGIQ in all lower caps, again, MTGIQ, in the promo code box, and you can save 10% off your order. Again, every purchase helps support the channel and is greatly appreciated. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.